Hi, I'm Jared Nichols, and this is my podcast series, The Futurist. If I asked you a question right now, where do you want to be in the next 3 months, 6 months, or even 12 months, you could probably give me a very precise and well thought out answer. Now, if I change the question up and say, where do you want to be in the next 10 years, 15 years, or 25 years? Well, that is a bit more difficult to tackle because for many of us, the idea of thinking that far down the road is impractical. And it's for this very reason that so many don't even bother giving real thought to thinking that far down the road. Yet, it's this very issue that continuously comes up in discussions with my clients. You see, they understand that having a long-term outlook or vision for the future should be at the top of their priority list. But due to the great degree of uncertainty involved, it is not. Now, if uncertainty is creating the aversion to action, then we need to rethink the role that certainty plays in our decision-making. So here's where we need to start. We need to start by evaluating our criteria for making decisions about the future. For example, short-range planning. And when I refer to short-range planning, I'm talking about 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and maybe even 12 months, uses criteria based on a high degree of certainty or likelihood. And this, in effect, has made the decision-making process easy because you have only one future outcome giving you one key question and area of focus, which is typically, how will we best react to this issue or situation? Long-term planning, on the other hand, cannot be undertaken using the same set of criteria. And this is why so many people believe that thinking about and planning for the long-term future is completely impractical, since the degree of certainty drops dramatically. And it's at this stage, though, where the number of alternative future possibilities goes up. When uncertainty is high, the opportunities for creating long-term success and growth are also high. So I will give you the same advice that I give my clients when I'm approached with this problem, and that is, if you are serious about creating a vision for the long-term future of your organization, then you must start by seeing uncertainty as an ally rather than an adversary. Because the fact of the matter is this, if you do not take this opportunity to create your future, others surely will. You've been listening to The Futurist with me, Jared Nichols. For more information, please visit my site at thejarednicholsgroup.com.